Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. You will allow me to put my mask off since I'm very far from me. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you all for coming. Let's begin by praying for our country according to what Dennis dreamt and what he believes the dream means. Amen? Yeah, Father, we thank you for Uganda. We thank you for this, the beloved nation, the Pearl of Africa. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've protected us from COVID, even according to the dream that came more than a year ago, when, yes, you had covered the country. Father, we pray, oh God, that you will take care of our economy. You will take care of the businesses, oh God, through which you provide for your people. Heavenly Father, may it not be as devastating as it could be. Heavenly Father, help us. Help us, oh God. Help us, precious one, as far as our businesses in the country and as far as our economy is concerned. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Yes. Usually when Dennis has a dream, and he always has dreams, like there's one he had on Sunday, last Sunday, 7 days ago, again in the morning, when LAT was buying acres and acres of land. All right? Yeah, anyway, so when he gets a dream and he wants an interpretation, or he offers an interpretation, I often first ask him that, what does your wife think? What did she say? Okay? Because I tell him that the wife knows how to keep things simple. Amen? Yeah, but we thank him for the gift that God has given him, the prophetic gifts, which especially manifests in his dreams. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Rachel, welcome back. Many of you haven't seen Rachel in a long time. Yes, give a big hand clap. Amen? Yeah. Some had forgotten to give a big hug up. Then he remembered just before everyone else was yeah. Happy birthday, Juliana. Amen. Yes, happy birthday. The church should take the worship team for lunch for Juliana's, you know. Don't you think so? Yes. Yeah, anyway, we shall see. Hallelujah, because it takes money, so if Rachel gets money today, a lot of money, hallelujah. Yes, I was thinking about Dennis's dream as he shared it, and I was asking myself whether that is why the Lord is leading us to talk about the spiritual laws of godly financial prosperity. So that if anything happens, all right, yeah, you'll have laid up something in the future by obeying these laws, so that, yeah, when that time comes, you are covered. Amen? Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking, amen? You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, I think it is, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 11 says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. All right? Meaning that give, okay? And after many days, okay, you find what you've given. Then verse 2 says, give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Alright? This verse implies that when you give, you are basically securing your future. Isn't it? He says, give a serving to 7 and also to 8. For you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Hallelujah. Yeah, anyway, that was just a thought. Amen? Yeah, so we've been saying for the last 3 Sundays, according to Psalm 35, verse 27, that God delights, okay, God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Alright? God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Okay? Your prosperity. Alright? Pleases God. Hallelujah. Your financial well-being delights the Father. Alright? Now, Jeremiah chapter 29, this is a famous scripture, but I don't remember LAT ever, reading it. And you all know it, okay? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, from the NIV, it says, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Glory be to God. God has plans to prosper every one of you. Hallelujah. Those are the plans God has for you. God has no plan, plans to make anyone broke. Amen? All right? Children, you should learn this verse, all right? So let the children read it, okay? Those who can read, okay? 1, 2, 3, go. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you. Amen. All right, children, never forget that, okay? God has plans to prosper you, okay? God doesn't have plans to make you get an accident, all right? He has good plans for every one of you. Amen? All right? And not just the children, but their parents also. Glory be to God. Now, in addition to the laws of working and eating, sowing and reaping, and walking in love, which we discussed in the last 3 weeks, faith also is required in order for us to inherit the promise of prosperity. Alright? We talked about all those laws, okay? But we have to remember also that God requires us to have faith so that we can experience the prosperity that He plans for us. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 says that we should imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Glory be to God. We need faith to inherit all promises, including the promise or the plan of God to prosper us. Hallelujah. Okay? Of course, in addition to any other good thing, all the good things that God has for you. Hallelujah. If it be marriage, if it be children, if it should be health, if it should be anything. Alright? You need faith to inherit those things. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, since we need faith, we have to ask ourselves, what is faith? Alright? What is faith? since faith is that important. Now, for purposes of today's service, our definition is from Hebrews chapter 11 and not verse 1, all right, but verse 11, all right? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 says that by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Okay? Sarah, at 90 years or at 89 years, okay, she judged God faithful, God who had promised her a child. And because of that, she conceived. Hallelujah. All right? Right there in that scripture is my definition of faith. Faith is judging God faithful. That's what he promises he's able to do, and he will do it. Glory be to God. Okay? Faith is considering God faithful. Faith is knowing and believing that God keeps his word, that God keeps promises, that God doesn't lie. Hallelujah. All right? And as far as what we're talking about, financial prosperity is concerned, we have to consider God faithful. That what he has said, okay, this promise for us to prosper, okay, he will fulfill it. He will do it. Hallelujah. That is what faith is. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, by the way, Sarah, like you might know, some don't know, okay, she did not always believe. She did not what? Always believe. It's not that the first day God told her that you're going to get a child, you know. On the first day, she did not believe, all right? But later, of course, she believed, okay? And it gives us hope, amen? That, you know, we might not believe, but, you know, we can eventually get there if we want. Hallelujah. Sarah did not always do what? Believe. Okay? That we find in Genesis chapter 18 from verse 10. Okay? It says that, and he, God, said to Abraham, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord Abraham, being old also? Okay? And for the adults, you know what that means, okay? And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Okay? She laughed. She didn't believe that what God was saying could happen. All right? She did not what? Believe. She laughed. Okay? There's some of you who are doing much better than Sarah. Okay? You haven't believed the promises of God, but at least you don't laugh at God. Okay? Alright? Here God, the Lord appeared to Abraham. There were three men who came, okay, to their house, and one of them was the Lord. So he talks to Abraham these things, and Sarah is listening, and she laughed. Hallelujah. Most of you, well, not most of you, there's some of you, you don't believe the things God says, but, and you just pretend that you have been, you know. You don't laugh. You're doing much better than what? Sarah laughed at the Lord. Okay? Of course, not in his face, but You know, but she laughed. Hallelujah. All right? And by the way, even the husband, okay, Abraham, the father of faith, did not always believe. There was a time when he also didn't what? Believe. Hallelujah. Okay? We see that in Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. It says that after God had talked to him, okay, about having a son in his old age, it says that then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. Okay? This must have been worse than what his wife did. Do you know what it means to fall on your face and laugh? Okay? It means, as in, it's so funny, so ridiculous. Eh? You fall on your face and laugh. And that can't have been for 5 seconds. You can't fall on your face and laugh for five seconds. Eh? Okay? And meanwhile, the Lord is there. And the guy laughed so hard. You see, this is ridiculous. Eh? Alright? Okay, so Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? According to him, it's impossible. Okay? This is the point when he told God, that man, if you're gay, to have a son at 100, Billy K, I already have a son. Okay, use that one. And God jammed the offer. Alright? God did what? He said, no. Okay? You're the one I want at 100. At that point, he has a son who's like 14. Ishmael. Alright? And he said, I want, and it is your wife. 90 years, barren, 90 years, who passed the age of what? Child, who bearing, okay? Past menopause, okay? And you know, usually God has that habit, okay? Of bringing people, he gives you a promise, but God, he gives you a promise, okay? Then you first get excited, or you believe, okay? Most of you believe immediately. Good news, you know, eh? Then he takes you, eh? Okay? To the end of your strength, eh? When the excitement disappears, eh? And he takes you to the edge when you will see that this thing can only be done by God. Hallelujah. This is what he did to these chaps. Alright? 100, that's when he says, aha, now. 90. Glory be to God. Okay, and initially, they didn't believe, both of them. Hallelujah. Alright? However, as we have seen, one day, Sarah believed. This we have seen in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, which said that by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. Alright? And she bore a child when she was past the age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah believed one day. She first laughed, and I think a month or so later, she believed. And because she believed, she received strength to conceive seed at 90 years. Glory be to God. And this gate, by the way, they didn't believe for a long time. Alright? It was just less than a year. Less than a year. This is less than a year. Because in a year, Isaac came. Glory be to God. Amen. God is faithful. Okay? Faith means judging God faithful that he keeps his word. That what he promised, he will do. Hallelujah. And that is a faith we need for us to inherit the promise of financial prosperity. Okay, even as we continue to obey the other laws, which we studied. Hallelujah. So Sarah one day believed. And Abraham also one day believed after falling down on his face and laughing at God. All right? Okay? Romans chapter 4, from verse 18, it says, concerning Abraham, it says that who, Abraham, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which was already dead since was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Okay? We have read that at a certain point he did that. He laughed and he told God, can a child be born to a man who's 100 and a woman who's 90? Okay? But this verse is teaching us that one day, okay, he changed his mind about God and believed him. Hallelujah. So he said that he did not waver at the promise of God. There was a time when he did. Okay? But he grew in faith, okay? And now he really believed God. He did not waver the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Hallelujah. All right? Sarah judged God faithful, and we see even the husband here, okay? God fully convinced that what God had promised, okay, God was also able to perform. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Faith, we need faith to inherit the promises of financial prosperity and of course other promises which God has given us, all right? And faith means judging God faithful that he will do what he promised to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is faithful, you guys. God is what? God is faithful. Eh? Hallelujah. If you don't know that he's faithful, he will teach you that he's faithful. He will do what? But the problem is, people jump out of his schools. Okay? God begins to take you through a lesson of his faithfulness, and mid-term, you jump out of the class. Alright? And then you never know. But God is like, I love this child so much, I have to teach her. Alright? So, two years go by, he gets you again in the same class. Alright? Okay? In the same class. You know, because he loves you and he wants you to know that he's faithful. Then he puts you through a class, a lesson, and some chaps again jump out when things become what? Become tight. Alright? You remember in math exams, in school, whichever class it was when you did math. But number one is always easy. Eh? Number one, one plus one, two, Nusukan uchamu, you get in the mood, why, you know. Then man, as you progress, what? That's when man, a simultaneous equation is thrown in there. Do you remember what a simultaneous equation is? Quasi will teach you one of these days. As you what? Homeschool him. You know, by the time, man, you get to, I don't know. Yes, and you remember in those days there was section A and section B. Section A, man, you can bat 28 out of 30. You know, Guys are like, man, what are you talking about? Okay, you can get 18 out of 30. Now, if you get 18 out of 30, section A, just not section B. See, man, it's going to be what? Juliana is not looking at me. She's like, why don't you leave that what? topic? All right? Anyway, so some fellows would jump out on number five. God first gives you a promise, you get excited. Yeah? Yeah? That's number one, two, three, four. Hmm? Then now, you enter the third, third floor. You get on third floor. Number in section B. And man, things get tight. And fellows jump out. Okay? All right. But for those who stay in the class and you pass, of course, you get to know that God is faithful. Okay? Number two, God is one day going to use you to encourage his children, others, that God is faithful. You should hold on to what he promised you. Hallelujah. You become a witness, a living witness. You'll be telling people that even to be a katonda we call la. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember years ago, yes, I was working in Entebbe Medical Research Council, and then I left, and then there was a period when I was now waiting upon another job, which the Lord had what? Promised me vividly in a dream, Okay, so I was what? Waiting. Hallelujah. And the waiting wasn't funny. Of course, remember, when the dream first comes, then, 1 week comes, weeks turn into months, all right? Meanwhile, I think by that year, we had a kid and my wife also. Yes, that was the time when she resigned that job, to go to the U.S. to give birth to Eden. So now we're at home, Fenate Turina Milim. Do you understand? And you have a baby, And you have to eat, and you have to pay rent, and you have to pay maids. You had two maids, all right? However, so I'm waiting, all right? And at the same time, I know I have a promise from God. God told me when I was at uni that if I joyfully obey, so I was like, I'm in this state, it is not my doing. You understand? And by the way, man, God was faithful. He provided for us. And I remember just before we ran out of money, my wife got a random call. That had of a lady who used to work with Knight Frank and she resigned. They are looking for her number. And somehow they got her number. And they were calling her. Glory be to God. Alright? Now, but in those days, I had a dream. Alright? In those days, I had a dream. And in this dream, actually, there were two dreams, but at different times, In one dream, I was lining up behind Abraham. This Abraham, this guy who at one time fell on his face and he laughed, Anyway, but he's a father of faith, amen? So I was lining up behind him, And we were getting ready to enter the promised land. Hallelujah. And God was like, yes, You have faith, and shortly you're going to enter your promise. Hallelujah. But God used Abraham, man. Man, when I got that dream, I was so blessed. I was like, wow, God, Then, another day, I had a dream. Now, back in the day, there was a friend of mine, and he's still a friend, called Edward Semambo. Edward Semambo, now, I had so many scriptures I was going to read for you. But just talking about Edward Semambo, I remember the story which I have to tell you. But you guys came late, so you have to give God the 2 hours. Amen. So, anyway, so now Edward, who finished mechanical engineering, and for man a long time, Edward didn't have a job. Of course, the first bit was his own messing up himself. Those things of food time, what, you know. Okay? Then later, he wakes up, he wants a job, man. Things are tight. Nothing. All right? So, anyway, but later he got a job and now he's working in Toyota. All right? So, anyway, but in those days, man, things were tight. He used to, you know, Bambi. A very nice guy, wonderful chap. All right? Now then, and so years later, here I am. Okay, I'm waiting for the job which God what? Who promised me. It's been months. It came close to a year, Jera, isn't it? Then some guys are looking at me like an idiot, a fool. What kind of man are you? What, you know? Then some people put pressure on my wife to, you know, it's called foreign policy. Some outsiders start to watch it. Anyway, so there was a hard time of sorts. I was like, who are these idiots? Why don't they leave my family alone? All right? First of all, we're not begging them for what? Money. Why? What is their case? Okay? It's one thing if we are bugging them, but we are not. So in those days, I had a dream. And in this dream, I think we were in a, yes, I found myself in a bookshop, okay, with Edward, Semambo, and he was looking for a book on faith, all right? So he's looking for a book on faith, all right? Then I told him that if you want to know what faith is, look at me. Glory be to God. That's what I told him. Like, look at me. Meanwhile, life is tight, all right? Things are tight, but we are provided for because, remember, if you joy, if you obey, you understand? And I told Edward that if you want to know about faith, you don't, whatever, those were books, what? Just look at me. And the dream ended. Of course, from that dream, I got to know that God was pleased with how I had believed him, how I was walking, okay, despite man, how long it had taken for what he promised to come to pass, the mental torture, but God was like, I am in heaven, and I'm watching you, and I'm pleased that you believe in me. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And of course, you know, time came and the job came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? There are things that have passed through, Amen? Most of you know, like all of them, and to a degree, I qualify to talk about what? Faith. Believing God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. This project, for example, called LAT. Hallelujah. It is a faith project. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? And what God promised us, now I know that this guy who promised us is faithful. You understand? He's faithful. I know because I'm like, all those things he promised me back in the day, and they came to pass. So you get to a level where he sends you a big one, where you can also fall on your face and laugh. But you're like, I know this guy. I've worked with him for years, and he's been faithful. Hallelujah. Amen? Have faith in God, people. Glory be to God. Yes, I'm not telling you that every day when you believe in God, you'll be having a blast. Sometimes things will be what? Hallelujah. And when things become tight, don't turn what you are, your stress on someone else. Innocent chaps. Hallelujah. Okay? We used to say in smack, you chew your stress alone, you understand? Don't want to find a way to release your stress on someone else. Hallelujah. You do things that are yours with God, my sorting, alright? And don't jump out of what? Of the class. Hallelujah. God is what? Aha, the story. The same Samuel's story. I'd forgotten it. Alright? But I think I told you that story. Bambi, in those days, Eddie, didn't have a job. He's looking for a job. Alright? Then, one time, he's in town, the city, where those buildings were falling. And he's in the city, and he meets an obby of his from Chibuli. I've told you that story before. Obby, what's up, man? You know, eh? Okay? Hi, what are you doing? Okay? You know, usually men, that is the first one. Who question. And now women have also gotten messed up. Now they also ask what? The first question, what are you doing? Okay? Women used to be, the first question, how's your mother? What? How's your children? What about the other sister of yours, who was 2 years ahead or below us? Then after, never again, okay? How's your husband? Okay? But men are the ones, so what are you doing? What do you do? In fact, what do you do? Okay? If you give a bad answer, now, that will be the end of you. Bad answer, we show that you're a broke guy, man. You're in Budo and you're broke. That will be, man, the end of the KB. You have to give what? Which reminds me, back in the day, in internship, there was a girl we used to go with, we one time went with for a mission, Ginger Kamuli, to preach. Then, later, she got involved in a bad accident. Her face was all, wounds. So, they told us guys in Mulago to go and check on her. So, I remember I went one time to check on her. Now, when I got there, there was another girl, a friend of ours, who had come to see her. A very cute Muhima girl. All right? So, then, at a certain point, okay, you remember I had my clinical coat on, stethoscope, those things. Then at a certain point, she asked me a question. Okay? And I realized you give a wrong answer. Okay? All right? I could tell what the question meant, but for me, of course, I wasn't in what? She asked me that, are you a Mhima? Okay? And of course, I knew I'm going to give the wrong answer. Now, I don't remember what answer I gave. Hallelujah. But we're talking about Eddie, amen? We are talking about Eddie. So Eddie, he meets the OB. What are you doing? Then Eddie says, man, I don't have a job yet. He said, what, all these years? What did you do at uni? Mechanical engineering. What? Give me your number. I have to help you. Okay? Gave what a number, then send me your CV what? Of course, the guy didn't have a CV. The only thing on his CV was stopped at what? Education. So one time he calls him, Eddie, let's meet. So they met in town. He's like, now there's this job now. First give me some, what? With dimes and what I have to call so and connect him, you understand? So they made Eddie Bambi desperate. He gives him some dimes, his friends, medicine, whatever, who students Bambi used to what? Who give him. Then they met another day. Gave him a story, now give me some. And so he got money from Eddie. Now, their last meeting was at what was in those days called Steers. That's where they met. So Eddie tells this guy, or B, that man, I don't have money. Just help me. Now, whatever I need the money for, I no longer have the what? The money. Then the guy said, okay, let me make a phone call because I don't know how to help you now. Let me make a what? A phone call. Then they give me your phone. Then what? He moved out to what? To make a serious call. Eddie waited for the guy to come back. Then I think it was the Holy Ghost. It dawned on him that a Simu budgeted. The phone has gone. The moment he said he no longer has dimes, the guy said, now let me finish you properly. And, oh, remember, you're with a guy for 6 years. Because when you're in school with someone for 6 years, you become like brother and brother, you know, eh? But this guy finished Eddie off, and that was the end. Okay? Now, one day, Eddie is in town, all right? Walking in town, and then meets a teacher of his from Chibuli. So excited, how are you, Eddie? What are you, teacher? Then the teacher asked him that, were you in the same class with some guy called so-and-so? The other chap who played him. Were you in the same class with him? The guy said, yes, I was with him. Now, it turned out that the guy had also played the teacher. As in, the guy was going around hammering chaps in the teacher. Alright? Naya Mujira. Hallelujah. Okay? And now, those stories are good, you know? Especially for kids. They have to learn them. They have to quickly learn the saying that Kampala Siviti? Sivizimbe. Kampala Sivizimbe. Hallelujah. Amen. Especially about locally. Kampala Siviti? Sivi. Kampala is not buildings, just human beings who are shady guys, man. Shady people. Hallelujah. But we're talking about faith. Don't forget that. We're talking about what? Faith. Okay? By faith and patience, we shall inherit the promises of God. Okay? And we have said that faith is judging that God is faithful to what he promises. Hallelujah. And we've seen Sarah believed. Okay? Abraham believed. And they experienced, they inherited the promise of a child, all right, in impossible situations. Glory be to God. Now, what God wants you to pay close attention to today is, okay, what he wants you to pay close attention to today is that faith speaks. Faith does what? And the opposite of faith, which is unbelief, also speaks, by the way. Alright? Faith does what? Faith speaks. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 says, this is Paul, he says that, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. Faith speaks. Glory be to God. Faith does what? Faith speaks. You cannot say that you believe God for something, and when you're going around telling your sisters the exact opposite of what you say, you believe. You understand? Hallelujah. Faith believes. Okay? And it speaks. Hallelujah. Faith does what? Speaks. Mark chapter 11. Now this is the Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 11 from verse 22. Jesus answering said unto his disciples. Okay? What did he say? He said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory be to God. This is a scripture that Kenneth Hagin wrote. Hallelujah. Okay, that is a joke by one preacher. Because Kenneth Hagin, okay, all his ministry, the great Kenneth Hagin, all his ministry was more or less based on this one scripture. Okay? Okay? Because, remember, he was sick, he was dying, and because of faith, he got off the sick bed. Alright? And after that, God told him, now, go and teach my people faith. Okay? You have experienced what faith can do, faith in me can do. Now you have passed the what? The exam. Now help me and go and teach my people faith. To do what you did to get healed, okay? Teach them also these things about faith so that they can receive what I have for them. Glory be to God. Amen? So Jesus said, he said that, have faith in God. Okay? In the next verse, okay, he goes ahead and tells us what faith does, that faith speaks. He says that, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he does what? Not what he says, what he saith. Glory be to God. I deliberately decided to read it in KJV. Because, man, it sounds more what? Spiritual in KJV. Hallelujah. So, Jesus says that, what? Okay? You shall have whatsoever you say. Okay? You believe, then you speak what you believe, you will have it. You don't first receive, then you speak. Okay? Initially, you just believe, hallelujah, what the Lord told you, you speak it, and then it will come into manifestation. Glory be to God. Faith speaks. God wants you to speak, okay, what you believe, okay, he's going to do for you. What he promised you, speak it. You don't have to go on Radio Uganda and you speak it. Hallelujah. Speak it in your bathroom, eh? You speak it as you walk along the way. Glory be to God. And you don't have to have your mask on. Olimukubo weka. You know, in the wilderness of Kira there, you are alone. There are no people there. You have a mask on. Honestly. This is a friend of mine who wanted to see me yesterday at home. And we're supposed to meet someone on the road. So I tell him, okay, I'm driving from home. Okay, now so you walk. We shall meet, what? So I'm driving, you know, the wilderness of Kira there. Find a girl with a mask sweating in the north. That's him, but you chap, you are alone in the road. Why are you suffering? Okay? I only wake up. You understand? Take off your mask, you are alone somewhere, and speak to yourself. What the Lord spoke to you. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you shall have whatsoever you saith. Glory be to God. Amen. Concerning prosperity, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21 say that a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Okay? Okay, what you speak will either determine whether you prosper or you become broke. Okay? By the way, right now we are talking about another law. The law of what? Confessing and possessing. You understand? Alright? It says that a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Okay? Verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it, okay, will do what? Will eat its fruit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Watch what you say. Hallelujah. Speak what you believe. Speak what God has promised you. Hallelujah. Faith speaks. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a group of guys who spoke, okay, negative stuff, contrary to what God had promised them, and they got what they spoke, alright, instead of what God promised them. Those were the Israelites. Amen? Okay? In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, it says that, and the Lord said to Moses, okay, I have surely seen the oppression of my people while in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Okay? You remember? God has told us today that I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper us. Now, this is exactly what he had in mind for these chaps, plans to prosper them, to take them to a large land, a land flowing with prosperity. All right? Okay? Now, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19 says that they did not enter the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Why? Because of unbelief. Hallelujah. They didn't enter. They didn't what? They didn't enter. And they expressed their unbelief in words. Hallelujah. They spoke contrary to what God promised them. Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 13, from verse 17, we see Moses sending out spies to see the good land. So he says that then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and say to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich and poor. Okay? But me and you, of course, we know that the land was a rich land. And they knew it also. Hallelujah. Now, you jump to verse 32. Okay, number 13. Verse 32 says, okay? So the spies return, okay? When they return, it says that, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. It eats up people. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. Okay? Giants were in the land. Okay? Kids, do you know giants? And we were like grasshoppers in our sight, and so we were in their sight. Alright? Okay? So that is a report which they gave. And what happened? In Numbers chapter 14, from verse 2, it says that, and all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt. If only we had died in this wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should become victims? Okay? God gets his guys out from Egypt in poverty, in slavery. He's taking them to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they know it, by the way. But when they hear of it, they say, Gaia to eat our no kai kako jo to kill us. Okay? Alright, so you see, their unbelief spoke. Spoke contrary to what they wanted. Spoke contrary to the promises of God. Alright? And what happened? In verse 26, okay, Numbers 14, the Bible says that, and the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? God called them evil. Katunda yaita abalokole evil. You remember? They were saved, okay? By the blood of the Lamb. Mujukira. Okay? These guys, Bali Balokole, they had been saved from Egypt, from the world, from Pharaoh, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, alright? And God, because of their talk, stupid talk, God called them an evil congregation. Alright, so he says, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Then he told Moses, I said to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Okay, remember? Jesus said that you shall have whatsoever you say. Alright? Okay? It seems like, now this is a dangerous statement to make. Eh? It seems like what you say has more power than the promise of God. All the promises of God. Don't say amen, because I say, I don't know if I know what I'm saying. But from the scriptures, we see, now, just like here, okay? We see what guys said, okay? Is gonna do a trump, okay? The promise of God. And there's nothing God can do about it. Hallelujah. Okay? Alright? I'm going to say it again. It seems, I wish I was a Nigerian, eh? Very bold man, you know, eh? I would just say it that your words are more powerful than the promises of God. But the Nigerians, eh? When they come to UG, to Uganda, to begin with churches, their churches grow real quick, fast, eh? Okay? Ugandans just their words, just the words, you know, eh? Nigerians come on the scene and, you know, one of the reasons is because of how they speak what. Eh? They make you feel, okay, that if you're just with them, your life is what? As in money, double, moreover, you know, okay, you want twins on the house, as in whatever you want, here, at the moment. Hi, Nigerians, okay? Then they know, so they are students of the African what? Society. Alright? They know that whoever has an aunt, who doesn't like her, who is doing what? The supernatural. Hence the no promotion, hence the what? The no car, you know, those things. So now they specialize their balloons. And man, you get all the Africans. You start those things, you have them. Now, some of those things are true, they happen, you understand? Alright, but some are not. Some are what? Some people are sacked from their jobs just because of being stupid. They don't want to work. And then they blame it on some distant aunt in Kira, deep in the village of what? Kira, Kasangat. Kira, Chira, whatever. It's not your aunt, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's not your aunt. Huh? It's not your stepmother. What? Some other chick. It's not. Huh? First of all, the chick bambi, yellow coca. So she's even praying for you. Because now, if you prosper, Bruce, you will help her children also. Who are your what? Siblings. So she bambi, she's praying for you. Nikati, for you're saying bad things are what? Against her. Because now she knows if Bruce man gets a job, he will employ Samson. Muganda way. You understand? Eh? It's not. Eh? But you understand? This is what my guys are Nigerian stuff. Then they have those things of what? Of what? Eh? Anyway, you know them, eh? So don't pretend like what? Like I know them better than you. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving, they don't do it like the way Joan does here. You know, just what? Let us give what? Yeah. Make you believe, man. You just throw a dime here. Hallelujah. You're getting a mansion, man. You understand? Eh? So I don't know whether it's good or bad, but I think there needs to be a balance to this thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, okay. What this guy said, okay, is trumping what God said, the promises of God. God says that I will do to them the very thing I had them speak. All right? I will do to them what? The very thing I had them do what? Remember, God got them out of Egypt, told them, I'm taking you to a good land, a large land. A land flowing with milk and honey. Okay? A land where bread will not be scarce. Okay? And you will not lack any good thing. Now I'm quoting Deuteronomy. Okay? Since you will not lack any, bread won't be scarce. Okay? It says that, well, there will be walls, there will be iron. You remember? Houses you did not build, filled with good things that you did not provide. That is God's mission. Okay? He drowns an entire army which wants to stop these guys. Drowns an entire army. God killed guys. God did what? Say it, Buruji, because it is in your scriptures. God killed fellows. Bambi, the kids, you have to explain to them how God killed what? This good God how killed him. He did. All right? People were trying to stop these guys, eh? From going to the promised land, God killed them. Okay? On the journey to the promised land, there were the Amalekites. Okay? Who came and began to kill Bambi. Guys who were afraid as they walked, you know? They killed them all. And God said, I will never forget what you guys did. One day I'm going to clear all of you because you are messing up my chaps who are going to the promised land. The land I promised them. You understand? God killed guys for attempting to stop chaps. Alright? Now, the words of this guy's mouth, God couldn't do anything about it. They're like, they are spoken. They cannot enter. Alright? Okay? He says, say to them, as I live, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do unto you. Now, for years, this scripture is in my head, and I know where it is. I don't have to wonder, is it in Numbers, what, 30? You know, do you know how I got into my head? Which helps me. Okay? Remember, I was a very good mathematician in school. Okay? I just get to know it because it is Numbers. 14 times 2 is what? 28. That's how I know this scripture. This one, you can wake me up in the night and I tell you what Numbers 14, 20, you ask me, where's that scripture? 14 times 2, 28. Hallelujah. Now, some kids will never forget this. Hallelujah. All right? I've known this scripture since I got born again, since I began the faith walk. Hallelujah. As I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Alright? The carcasses of you carcasses means a dead body, children. Amen? You've seen carcasses of a pig. Pig, okay, birds. Okay, what carcasses have your kids seen? Yeah? Dogs. Cockroach. Cockroach. Women say amen. Cockroach. What? Women, eh? I don't know what's what. Women, man. How is she with cockroaches? Lizard, beautiful lizards in the house. And they're minding their business. Peaceful. They have never beaten anyone. But a house can be turned upside down. And then it's with a lizard. First of all, Erikubiayo. Not bugging anybody. Eh? Trespassing, how? You don't want to trespass. You built in its inhabitant, you know? Habitat. Now, where do you want it to go? Think some kind of insect just. Then what will. Hey! The other day there was some insect in Eden's room last night. Then she told her sister to kill it for her. The sister jumped. She's like, you kill it yourself. You what? Then they came for me, daddy. Okay. I was like, no, that one, you kill it. Because you have to, you remember? You have to take them through a class, you know. I was like, no, you kill it yourself. All right. Then I think she went somehow, I don't know, gathered what then, what? Then she came back to me. Oh, daddy, please come and remove you. I was like, now, kuno kujoga. I mean, this is kujoga proper. I was like, no. The thing is even dead. Shoo! I was like, she said, no, please. Okay. You tell Abby, okay, to what? I was like, no, you go and, then I don't know how, what? That story ended. But I was like, no. Ain't gonna what? Ain't gonna what? Eh? Ain't gonna happen, eh? What is a better way? Ain't gonna joga me, yeah. I heard of a story. What time is it? Hey. Okay, but let me first tell you the story. I heard of a story, so there was this lady preacher, and I think she was on radio. She's saying, like, if you have omuzimu, go kujoga, like you're a man, and somehow there's a spirit on you, which makes people to kujoga you. Eh? Now you need deliverance. Omuzimu, go kujoga, go, okay? Say, no way, omusajja. Nini muka mchala wana kujoga no kujoga. Na kugambo mwana omujemu diapers. O kujogo kuneba kujoga. Bweba chyo. Do you know kujoga? It's what in English? Yeah? English. Judith, like being despised and lowly esteemed. Yeah? Okay. And you're a man, even your wife who tells you to remove the what? The diaper from the kid to clean the kid. So now, there's a class of people in Uganda who believe okujoga. Kukujoga. Now, there's a class of you guys, I don't know where you started, who see it as, yeah, man. Like, you see it as a prosperous thing. Man, you understand? Have a guy say, oh, muzimu go. Tu ino kugugo, balikilao kujoga. Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, amen. Someone was trying, huh? To kujoga me. Hallelujah. Okay, as I live, says the Lord, just as what? You have spoken in my hearing, so I'll do to you. The carcasses. Where they finished this one? The carcasses. But I hope your kids know that, what? your kids. Eh? That the pork they eat what? Eh? Anyway. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in the what? Wilderness. Hallelujah. I told you when you were in medical school, dissecting cadavers, the dead, what? The bodies. Man, for quite some time, some people stopped eating meat. You go to Galloway for lunch, and the meat man, the way in which it looked like the stuff you had been cutting. You remember? Hey, but some of us didn't stop. Hallelujah. Alright? So God says, I'm going to do to you exactly what you say. Hallelujah. If you earn prosperity, which God has promised to come your way, in addition to obeying, alright, the laws we talked about, okay, also have faith in God, believe that what He promised will come to pass, alright, okay, and express that faith by speaking what God told you. Hallelujah. You speak the negative, you've just forfeited what? What God said He was gonna do for you. Hallelujah. Therefore, Hebrews chapter 10:23, let us hold fast the confession. Okay, the confession. The speaking of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Glory be to God. All right? Do hold fast the confession of your hope. Okay? Don't stop speaking what God told you. Glory be to God. Keep speaking it, okay? All right? For He who promised is faithful. Okay? And that is what faith means. And with that faith, you inherit the promises of God. According to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.